Well, the story in this election so far is basically the revenge that former President Jacob Zuma has visited upon the ANC. The party, he once said, and I'll quote, will rule until Jesus comes back. Now, Zuma allegedly stole billions of rands during his presidency between 2009 and 2018. Now he's stealing millions of votes from the party he once loved, until, of course, it removed him from power a few years back and replaced him with his sworn enemy, Cyril Ramaphosa. Late last year, Zuma formed the Umkhonto weSizwe, or MK, party. He vowed to destroy an ANC he said had lost touch with the black majority and was in league with what he called white imperialist capitalists. He seems to have done exactly this in his home province of KwaZulu-Natal, where his new party is set to obliterate the ANC from power. What is really surprising is that analysts and experts predicted that Zuma's MK would only do well in his home province of KwaZulu-Natal. But here we are, and MK is holding nationally at the moment 12% of the vote, which is surpassing the Radical Economic Freedom Fighters, the EFF, as South Africa's third biggest party. Now, remember that MK is barely 6 months old. It just shows the immense pull factor that Zuma has. He's almost a Donald Trump-like figure over here in South Africa, in that despite the many accusations leveled against him, all the controversy, the fact that he's been in jail, his popularity just grows.
The 81-year-old Zuma has been urging people to turn their backs on the ANC led by his successor, President Cyril Ramaphosa. He wants to dethrone Ramaphosa. He doesn't want power, right? Very mischievous hand he's actually throwing into the election.
He is an animal of the ANC's intelligence service during the apartheid years. He headed the ANC's intelligence service. And during his presidency, what he did was co-opt all of the security services, put his people in there, and basically turn the intelligence and security services into a huge beast that would protect him and his minions. And allegedly using that as a front, as a cover, they got away with all sorts of crimes. They allegedly stole billions of dollars. And policy-wise, he seems to have completely turned his back on the ANC, in that he's now copying the Economic Freedom Fighters, the EFF. Ironically, many analysts are predicting that the EFF and MK will eventually merge. And as things stand, that party, if they merge, has a chance of supplanting the Democratic Alliance, the DA, as the country's official opposition.
And Darren, the markets are reacting very negatively to news that the ANC is probably going to have to go into coalition to hold on to government. There are news that Rand is falling. So talk to us a little about that.
Of course, world markets and economies and investors don't like uncertainty. Now, we can say what we will about all the ANC's failures in the past, and there are many. But there was democratic stability in South Africa. Now, with the probability that the ANC will have to partner with a big party, maybe even Zuma's MK or Julius Malema's EFF, or maybe even both, to stay in power, really has markets in jitters. A coalition of any kind would bring uncertainty to governance in South Africa. Markets do not like uncertainty and instability.